Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Craig Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Thursday's headlines, and we now stand just hours away from the U.S. Senate voting on its version of a massive economic stimulus package. Its price tag well north of $900 billion, about $100 billion more than the House version, which passed last week without a single Republican in support. New data from the Labor Department is bolstering the urgency of this matter, according to President Obama. The latest figures from the government show that initial unemployment claims rose to 626,000 in the week ending January 31st. That's an increase of 35,000 from the previous week and the highest in some 26 years. Obama says it's clear from the latest statistics that we need to act, and we need to act now.
These numbers that we're seeing are sending an unmistakable message, and so are the American people. The time for talk is over. The time for action is now.
The president says there is a price for our nation if we don't do something significant and soon.
We know that if we do not act, a bad situation will become dramatically worse. Crisis could turn into catastrophe for families and businesses across the country.
Obama says that millions more could lose their jobs and America might never really recover from this current economic crisis unless his economic stimulus package is passed. Clearly, the language getting far more dire than it had been in the past several days. Obama says that he's okay with Republicans trying to get some of their ideas into the package, but he says they can't dominate the discussions because their policies have failed.
We can't delay and we can't go back to the same worn-out ideas that led us here in the first place.
He says voters spoke in the election, they spoke in favor of ideas that he promoted during the campaign, and so he says it's time for new ideas to take hold.
Now's the time to move forward, not back. Now's the time for action. Just as past generations of Americans have done in trying times, we can and we must turn this moment of challenge into one of opportunity.
Republicans and moderates still trying to figure out a different course here, though, on the stimulus package, saying there's just too much waste and pork in this process. Republican Senator Susan Collins has been at the forefront of this negotiation effort. She says Republicans are in a debate among themselves right now on how big the stimulus package ought to be. And she says that right now problems could arise if the stimulus package, in her opinion, is too small.
The president made a very strong case yesterday for a package of sufficient size to jolt the economy. We don't want a package that is too small because that will end up just wasting money.
Collins is pointing out that Republicans are proposing a plan of about $445 billion, while Democrats want one closing in on $1 trillion. Looking back at the TARP bailout fund that the Bush administration and Congress passed late last year, the Bush administration's Treasury Department, quote, substantially overpaid, unquote, for assets that it purchased from troubled financial institutions. That's the conclusion, anyway, of Elizabeth Warren, the chairwoman of a congressional oversight panel.
Treasury put in about $254 billion, for which it received about $176 billion in value from the financial institutions. That's a shortfall of about $78 billion.
But the financial industry hoping that it gets another shot in the arm from this stimulus debate, and with a vote headed out from the Senate tonight, investors are a little bit optimistic today. The Dow up 106 points, closing at 8063. The NASDAQ gaining 31 to finish the day at 1546. The S&P 500 up 14 to 846. Oil was up 85 cents from yesterday's close. Also on Capitol Hill today, the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence hearing from CIA Director nominee Leon Panetta, the former White House Chief of Staff and Director of Office and Management and Budget, as well as a California congressman, was asked, first of all, why he believes he's qualified for the job.
In short, what I bring is a broad range of experiences to this job. I know Washington. I think I know how it works. I think I also know why it fails to work.
And answering questions from especially Democratic members of the committee, Panetta vowed to, quote, bring integrity to the intelligence operations.
We will provide credible and accurate intelligence to policymakers. We will remain clear-eyed about the threats that are out there. And we will always perform our responsibilities according to the law, the Constitution, and our values.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has undergone surgery for pancreatic cancer. A news release from the Supreme Court calls it surgery for, quote, an apparently early-stage pancreatic cancer. Dr. Sinara Coomer with the Mount Sinai Surgical Oncology Department says the justice's prognosis looks pretty good.
If it's caught early, the probability of her being alive in 5 years is about 20-30%, which is low, relatively speaking, for cancers. But again, she's fortunate it's been caught in the early stages, and she may certainly outlive any of the predictions.
President Obama today also revamping the Office of Faith-Based Initiatives, saying he wants it to continue, but he says there should be no preference to any faith, only serving the community. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll talk with Robert Rector of the Heritage Foundation, who says there will be 300,000 jobs created by the stimulus package, but for illegal immigrants. We'll also have our weekly chat with John Gizzi of Human Events. But when we come back on Dateline Washington, why all the states seem to have their hands out for a big chunk of this stimulus package. Stay tuned.